Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Fabio, with my partner, Gio. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel. Tonight, on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, we're going to get into that horrendous game against Lazio. We're also going to be talking about everything else that's going down with the squad, with the club. And also, we're also going to be talking about the rumors that are out there. And then after, of course, we're going to get you ready for Sassuolo. It's been a crazy week. Gio, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. As ready as I ever will be.
Let's go.
Welcome to Milan Weekly Podcast, Coast to Coast, with your hosts, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giro in aria, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
With another magical save.
Theo Hernandez, coast to coast, nel numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Oh. Graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh yeah, baby, we ain't coming in soft tonight, we coming in hot. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel's Milan Danji, come on. We all sing just like the squad. We are Milan.
Fabio, my bad. We are Milan coast to coast, baby.
Yeah,
you were just going in hot. Right, you were going in hot, Fabio. You were
I'm
going
sorry,
in hot.
Bro. I came in too fast. I caught you. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for watching. If you're with us, please do us a solid. Hit the like button and subscribe to the Milan channel here. We got all things Milan all the time going on. Gio, it's been a terrible week, bro. Terrible week. What can you say about sum up how you feel right now?
I feel disgusted, Fabio. I think that, you know, that these players have been disrespecting us, not showing the fans no love. We out there buying the merch, 25,000 Milan fans to watch that Milan versus Lazio game. And you know what? They just utterly embarrassed us. You know what? We're laughing at Inter the day before because they losing to Empoli. And look, and then we just say, no. Hold on, Inter. Let me just hold this beer. You know, let's the one up, y'all, because that's what we're doing right now. We're just looking disgraceful on the field, Fabio. I don't know how you feeling, but I'm not feeling too good.
I'm not feeling too great. Not feeling too great. Not liking the feeling I'm getting, but let's get straight into it. We play Lazio in Rome, and we get absolutely fucking smoked. Gio, you saw Pioli, what he put out there. It was basically the same stuff that he always does. It's the same thing, same formation. Doesn't matter who's missing, who's hurt, who maybe we should change tactics against another team, play a way that can maybe can help us succeed, but it's just not happening. Like, what did you see from this game, man? I mean, we were getting smoked. That's still terrible. It was just absolutely appalling.
Yo, Fabio, man, I was so heated, Fabio, like I wanted to punch the monitors out. I just, you know what? It was just disgusting. you know what? To me, like, I have a problem now, like, with Pioli. Because, you know what? I'm Pioli out now because, to me, he needs to grow some cojones and he needs to drop the players, okay? The players that we had won you the Scudetto, but now it's time, Fabio. Like, come on. What did I say last week? I said it's time for Theo Hernandez and it's time for Tomori to sit down. They need to refocus. And in those 2 to 3 weeks, we need to see if they really, really feel how they're feeling. I'm tired of these guys talking online. I'm tired of them boohoo crying. I'm tired of these guys. And we're looking at a source, Fabio. And you know what? The saddest thing to me is, like, since that Roma game and you know, it's gotten to the team because even Maldini mentioned it, Pioli mentioned it, you're letting a little club named Roma. The only thing that Roma is good for is having Totti. Like, let's be serious. And yeah, they had Cafu, but we took him and then he started becoming even greater because he started putting them trophies. But to me, Fabio, like, you know, I'm disgusted in what Pioli's saying. He's not making sense. He said that he figured out what's going on, that, you know, this was going to be a new Milan on Tuesday. And whoo, get the Pepto-Bismol, get the Malax, you know, get the Trucol, because it was straight diarrhea settings for 2.5 hours. I'm really disgusted, man. The team, to me, I'm tired of the post. I'm tired of Benny's post. I'm tired of Tonali. I'm tired of Theo. I'm tired of all these guys' posts. I'm tired of you guys posting. It's now, I said it 3 weeks ago, I need action now. I need action. No more talking. I need action. Well, because when I go to pay for my $140 shirt, I'm not over there, you know, just talking. No, I have to put my debit card or my credit card down to pay for it. And then I have to pay $30 shipping. Okay? And you know what? To me, like, till we get back on track, I'm wearing all Banta era jerseys. This is Banta era. If you know the players, the Cacaraca that we had during that time, it's crazy. And to me, like, nobody deserves to wear that shirt on Tuesday. Nobody. I don't care if it's Tonali, your fan favorites. Nobody. To me, like I said it on my tweet, this shirt right here, this is earned, baby. It is not given to you. We're not a tin pot club, okay? This shirt is given to you. Yes, man is, you know, doing his thing. Well, he wasn't doing his thing, but look, this shirt is earned, not given. So all y'all better be ready to earn that shirt back, because none of y'all deserve it. Especially, we're paying outrageous prices for these jerseys. We earned the shirt more than you.
That's very true, man. But all right, so let's go piece by piece. All right, I know it's gonna be everybody. This is one of those, the class is so bad you're failing everybody. You know, the whole class is gonna have to take this class over. So let's get to the report card. Let's go one by one through these guys and let's talk about their performance on Tuesday. So let's start with Tato Rusano. Here it says 4.6. He is the worst of the worst according to this chart. Do you agree?
Hey man, he going to remedial school. He going on that small school bus. You know what I mean, Fabio? Yeah, if you know, you know. Like, he's going. That's it. I don't ever want to see Tata Rusano ever in my life. I know that. Like, before they asked Jan a question, you know. And today, shout out to Jan, man. I really needed that therapy early in the morning, California time, and he was there chatting up with me, but. You know, he said that Devis Vasquez, fourth tier. I don't care if he's fourth tier, seventh tier, Paraguayan league. You know, Tata Rusano is not even Salvadorian league, and the Salvadorian league sucks. So, quality. So, to me, Tata Rusano, I never want to see you again. I mean, everybody says, no, we can't put Mr. 69, Lupo Nava. We can't put Joan Dell. Why can't we put these guys? Do you think they're gonna do any worse than Tato Rusano, who is supposed to come out and then he stops it? He came out and he was like, oh, yeah. And the commentator said
he would have done something. Yeah,
Bonetti was like, oh,
Tato Rusano, you have to go get it. Bonetti was talking more like a fan. Then probably a critic to be like, yo, Tato Rusano, you should have been running out there to get that ball. That's a little ridiculous. So that one made no opportunity at all against the penalty. He went the wrong way, I believe. Tato Rusano, F FF, you fucking failed. Do it again. Now let's go to Calabria. What the hell has happened to Calabria? 6.1. According to this, the third best guy. I can't believe this chart. This chart is on drugs. 6.1 and 6.6 for Dest. Holy shit. Let's talk about our left and right back. All right. Calabria looks like a shell of himself right now, man. What has happened to him?
You know, I'm David Calabria's biggest fan, Capitano Calabria. I was calling it when Romagnoli was letting that door hit him in the ass while he was getting out the door. But Calabria was he didn't have pace. He was okay at attacking, but his main strong suit as a right back was defending. And oh my God, he can't even do that, Fabio. He looking worse. And like, you know, a lot of people make fun of Theo Hernandez that he can't defend, but at least he's tried. Calabria was trying and he was getting ripped apart. And to me, I said it. I think I had wrote one last year before we won the Scudetto. I had message Vinny and Steve on the Patreon. If you guys want to like support the channel, make it grow even though, join the Patreon. The links are in the description below. But I asked him, like, if Calabria doesn't get his stuff together, do you believe, since like the team was growing at that time, that the team will leave him behind? And it's coming to fruition. I'm seeing it that if he doesn't pick up the pace, you know, we're looking already at a center back, and you know, Kalulu's going to go to right back and stuff like that, and it's going to be, he's going to have to ride the bench, to me, to be honest with you, Fab.
Yeah, he didn't look good, man. I think Calabria has an F. I think pretty much almost everybody has an F here, but Calabria had a couple of really bonehead moves. But let's go on to Kalulu. Kalulu did not look good in this game. He's ranked the worst of the four people in the back line. So what has happened to Kalulu, man? He used to play center back, right back, look good in both. Now he does not look good in center back, and it's with Tomori. What the hell's going on?
Fabio, they exposing you. The league is tactical now. He's what? He's 5'8", 5'9", the top. Like, you know, he's getting beat in the air, and he's looking like he's on Hennessy, like, you know, on that bamboo. He's out there, like, on that rum. Like, you feel me? You feel me? He looking like out there. He defending. He passing it to the other team. Like, well, what's really going on? So, to me, Fabio, if Calabria ain't good, it's time for Pioli to man up and put him at right back, put Malik Chow, and put Kyer, to be honest, with the other game. But, yeah, now Kalulu, like, for the Lecce game, he was a disaster, and he just keeps on getting a disaster, to be honest with you, Fabio.
Yeah, Kalulu definitely not looking good. I don't know what's going on. Then Tomori, 5.9. Awful performance. Got subbed off early. I guess that's why he got hurt early. He didn't really have much of a game, but he was on the field.
Fabio,
he looked like an idiot in the first goal.
Yeah, he let that first goal go in, and I don't know. You know what? To me, it's like it goes all back to Tata. I think everybody was yelling at him at that game. Now you see that it's not just Tomori. Kalulu was yelling at him. Des was telling him, like, to pass it to him. He was just kicking it outside. It's just crazy, Fabio. It's just crazy how I don't really understand.
Yeah, no. They're all right, so let's continue on. Dest, he looked pretty bad.
Nah, dude, when you're getting beat by Marušić for pace, you got a real problem. But, like, Dest is fast, and Marušić just bodied him, got in front of him, and basically he said, no, this goal is mine. It hit off the post, and then Sakani, he just got the goal. You know what? Like, I don't know. This game, to me, Fabio, is to punch computer screens, break everything in front of me at that time. I'm tired of, like, watching these games, and we're not even showing up. I think that's where, like, we're failing. We're not even showing up. We let goals now going in the first 5 minutes, and then, boom, we capitulate, and boom, we start getting horrible and horrible every second after that.
Damn. I mean, it's just a shame. I really hate seeing Des play bad because – as an American, we need our American players to actually play good on their clubs. It seems like Leeds has become like mini America over there in the English league, because all the Americans are going to one club. But Dest is just not cutting it for us. He's definitely not being picked up next year. They better return him. If they could, they should return him now just to get rid of him.
They want to buy him, Fabio, and they want to lower the $20 million asking price.
I don't want to hear it. No, I don't want it. No. Send him back to Barcelona. Let them deal with him. Bennacer, my man. This guy got a 6.4. What can we say about him?
You know what? They none of the team played good, Fabio. People were saying online to me, you know how embarrassing it is? Look, that guy right there, number 32 for Lazio, Cataldi, when Lazio signed him, everybody was laughing. UA fans, Inter fans, they were saying that this guy was the biggest bum in the world. But you're not laughing now because this guy, he was destroying everybody. He was recovering balls. It was just crazy, Fabio. Like, to me, like, Benny, Tonali, they got dog walk. And like I said, we do the dog walking. We don't let them dog walk us. We do the fucking dog walking. And to me, we got dog walked. And when you get dog walked by Cataldi, everybody does just an F. You know what? The Tonali and Benesse, y'all need to repeat this class next year.
Yeah, Tonali did not have a good game.
Tonali, you a liar, and you are a liar. I'm going to call you out. You ain't no Gattuso fan because Gattuso wouldn't go out like a bee. You feel me? Because we're not trying to get canceled. Gattuso wouldn't go out like a bee. I'm saying that facts. He not going out like you, not putting no effort, not tracking back, getting beat up by Cataldi. Everybody got beat up by Cataldi, man. Like if this guy's like a generational talent, nah, Tonali, you got to prove me right that you're a real Gattuso fan. Maybe you like Pirlo more. And stop lying, because we will find you out. We got the receipts. We got a lot of paperwork.
We
got the receipts,
bro. We definitely do.
You know?
Yeah. But, all right, so let's go on to our next guy. All right, we talked about Tonali. We talked about Bennacer. We're going to talk about Leao first because the other three people don't stay on for the full game. They did nothing to help us. So we're going to go with the only guy that actually does anything, Leao. So let's talk about Leao. What can we say about his performance from this game?
You know what, Fabio? He didn't look into it or whatever like that. But to me, Fabio, like, this is going to be it for Leao. Like, to me, it's like they're going to triple team him. Because they know that Diaz is a bomb. They know Macias is a DHL delivery driver. He's delivering my packages, your packages.
He's delivering salad maker performances every week.
And then salad maker out there, you know, he's out there tossing salads over there in the red light district for free. You know, he's not even paid. He's just tossing them for free because that's who he is. Like, you know, and to me, they're going to upload on that side, Fabio. Yeah, Jonathan, his body language was disgusting, but... But when you get in B and you got three men around you and stuff like that, like to me, you know what I didn't like about Leao? He had to be greedy. Sometimes when he needs to be greedy, he's not. And sometimes when he doesn't need to be greedy, he's greedy. And to me, that's what he has to learn on this game. It's like this game, you know, nobody as a cam or as a right winger or even, you know, the walking mummy Giroud, like, you know, his legs are done. So, like, you know, you had to do it on your own and you weren't greedy enough because you had a chance to, like, shoot it and then you want to pass it to Macias. And, you know, Macias is not good, nothing but delivering them DHL packages every 24 hours, like Snoop, Dre, and Devin. You feel me?
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, Leao didn't do anything and he really couldn't. Diaz and Macias and Drew did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So much that he gets subbed at half. You know, most people would do that if you're losing 2-0 already. Make some substitution half. Pioli says, Denon, we got him right where we want him. Let's keep our guys going another 15 minutes. But Giroud, Macias, and Diaz are all replaced for their usual counterparts, which in this part was CDK, Salamakis, and Origi. And the game looked a little livelier for a few minutes, but not enough to write home anything about. So what do you think about substitutions like almost in the 60th minute when we were already losing 2-0?
Fabio, like, to me, like, you know what? Like, I'm going to say it right now. That's why Pioli has lost me, to be honest with you. Like, you know what? Like, you're taking a super major piss. Because Giroud and Dale were not supposed to come back to the Roma after the Roma game. And they came back just because they love Milan. They love the badge and stuff like that. But now you're just taking advantage of them. he went out hurt, which is fine because he's fatigued. These guys have been playing since the summer, especially Giroud and Theo Hernandez. They made it to the final of the World Cup. I'm going to repeat it every year. Like, if Origi and Rebic doesn't have 45 minutes in their leg, then play Lesicic. And if you can't play Lesicic, play a Primavera team. Because at the end of the day, Giroud is walking around. He's dead, but he's a good guy, so he's not going to tell Pioli anything. And to be honest, you know what, Diaz,
he's going to want to play the game. That's why he's not going to, oh, yeah, sure, bench me, you know, play some other player. I mean, that's not how Giroud is. He's a champion. He's a fighter. He's going to play. He doesn't have anything in the tank right now because he needs time off to rest, and he also needs service. The rest of the team is playing like shit, and it makes him look like shit. If he's getting good crosses and he's attempting headers and trying to do stuff, but all he's trying to do is like flicks because he can't get past nobody. And I'm sorry, if you're waiting for Diaz to give you a good through ball or to do something, these guys stink, bro. They have no idea. Their whole structure when they're trying to go forward is so chaotic. They can't get past anybody. If it's not Leao, it's not coming, bro. The right side is utter trash. Trash. Yeah, Colombo's over there at least scoring goals for Lecce. So, a little ridiculous. But, yeah. Anything else from the report card? F's across the board. Because nobody did shit. Everybody failed the class. Everybody has to repeat it. You're going to summer school. No pool and crackers and tits out there for you. No, you're going to be in fucking side studying because you suck. Anyway, we'll move on. All right. No top and flop. The top is the fans who traveled to watch the game and spent their hard-earned money. Those are the only top because the team, management, coaches, nobody showed up. Just the fans, the Kufasud, they traveled, they went there. They're our top. Flop, worst of the worst, Dr. Lusano. You're responsible for that, for the, what is it, the third or fourth goal?
Third goal.
You were responsible for that shit. You could have ran out, played the ball, or cleared it. Instead, you're fucking blind, and you can't see anything. You could see the damn ball, and you didn't even go out there to get it, so... Bad form on you, Tata. You are the flop. Me and Gio are in. Everybody else was bad, but Tata was the worst of the worst. All right, G. Let's get to our next part, right? Who is to blame? Right now, how you're feeling, who are you most angry to?
I'm mad at the owner, Elliot, and nobody better tell me that Redbird owns this club because they fucking don't. That they just did that to, you know, get tax credits and all that. You know, Elliot still owns the club. The way that we're going, they can't even spend like a $10 million. Look, I'm a blame it on the owner, which is Elliot. Look, you let this guy Danilo go to fucking Nottingham Forest for $15 million. You tell him, you know, everybody knows that transfers are not paid up front, right? Everybody knows that they give like a percentage up front, you know, like 5-10 million, and then pay at the length of the contract. So you telling me you letting players go to Nottingham Forest and doing all that? Like, these Brazilians, they love Milan, but we're lollygagging
on Brazilians. I don't understand why.
I don't know, Fabio.
Brazilian is fucking Messias, a DHL package guy. Are you kidding me? It's our only Brazilian. We should have the best of the best. Unbelievable, bro.
Fabio, but Macias, he ain't really grow up playing Calcio in Brazil. He didn't play street football. He wasn't playing in the favelas. He learned that in Italy. He earned it in Italy and stuff like that. So he ain't got no Brazilian swear to know that they're going to knock you out if you're not playing well in the favelas. They know they'll roll you down the road. Like, come on now, man. Like to me, the blame is Elliot, Maldini, yeah. Masada because he picked Origi over Colomani. Like, everybody's to blame, Fabio. And to me, the major comes down to is Pioli. And look at the facts. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about, like, facts, stats, and XGs and all that. Well, look at Pioli's record once he loses a team. He had Inter in fourth place with an unsurmountable lead to get top four. Boom, they drop out of top four. Fiorentina playing good. They playing good. Boom, they drop. I don't know another team that he goes, but boom, they drop again. So, like, it's his track record. If we don't win and we lose on Sunday, and Maldini is saying that he's an untouchable, you could really tell that he's really a Juventus fan because he only wants to be local.
All right, so is it now time to pull all the plug? Is that what you mean about Pioli? If they lose this week, you would start seriously, like, you want to hear whispers, we're firing our coach, we have to change. This can't happen. You can't all of a sudden lose your form when you're right there at being competitive. Yeah, maybe you couldn't win the championship because the other team is playing really well, but you don't want your team to look horrendous as we have. I mean, no heart, giving up goals. We haven't scored a goal in two games. We got blown out. What's our difference right now? Seven or eight nothing?
Yeah. I mean, to me, Fabio, like if we lose on Sunday, he has to go. And if he doesn't have to go, then, you know, like I said, I think like last week, you know, I'm in Maldini, I trust, but you got to earn that trust now because, you know, letting Caicedo go for $4 million. I'm cool with you letting Enzo Fernandez go, but you know what? Maldini, you came out, you said that you were Juventini growing up, and to me, like, I'm not trying to be local. I love you as a player. You gave everything for the club, but sometimes, like, you gotta take action, and you have to be willing to be, like, got the cojones. And I think right now nobody at the helm, the owner ain't got no cojones. He's a liar, and the management now has to be tough. Like, to me, I don't ever want to see Diaz playing. Like, if Diaz is playing, it's CDK ruptures his Achilles, and because, you know, Adley, you know, yeah, you know, real. It has an ACL tour. Like, we spent $43 million with this, with these two players combined, and they need to play. Fabio, they need to play. This is what I'm saying. Like, they need to play. Like, it's no more developing Diaz. If we spend $20 million on Diaz, you know, Presidente said today that, you know, our budget in the summer is $50 million. If we spend $20 million on Diaz, who the hell are we gonna get for $30 million in the summer to replenish the squad? Like, come on now. Now it's time. Now it's getting ridiculous.
$50 million is not enough to replenish our squad. We need more than that. We need depth everywhere. This is ridiculous. Honestly, I'm even getting to the point they were talking about Giroud's renewal. I would maybe be like, you know what? Even Giroud, like, we're gonna keep going back to the well if they're older guys. I don't know.
Fabio, and let's talk about the elephant in the room. The guy that's been milking that salary, not doing nothing this year. I'm sorry to believe it. I know that he put us in the position that we in, but you can't rehab in Milan? Like, what, Sweden got better doctors than y'all? Like the Milan? Like what's going on? Because as soon as we got destroyed in the Supercopa, your ass should have been on Spirit Airlines, you know, what's that thing called? Aero Air, Ryanair and all that stuff. That's where you should have been. You should have been taking those flights, those cheap flights, and you should have been at Milan's and smacking everybody up. Now we need you, Zlatan. We need you now. So I expect you to be at every game, home and away. I expect you to be smacking people up and getting sense knocked into them. That's what I expect. If not, take your ass to Ryanair and stay in Sweden and cut your contract up because we don't need to pay you.
I'm hearing that there's rumors that Zlatan actually might end up retiring and just taking like an ambassador position.
That's so he get the rest of his money, Fabio.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I mean, what do you expect the guy? The guy's 40-something years old. If we're relying on Zlatan to save our season just to go there and yell at these guys, what kind of fucking professionals are they?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The problem is that pressure, Fabio. There's no leaders. That's why there's no leaders in the locker room. He's the only leader. He's the only dog. He's the only dog. He's that dog. Yeah, he's going to smack up the little puppies.
Yeah, because we're looking terrible, bro. I mean, if he's a part of the coaching staff, fine, get them to do something. But, man, Pioli don't got them doing anything. They look really, really pulled apart out there. I mean, just defense looks terrible. Oh, man. It's been bad. It's been really bad, honestly. In another game or two games, yeah, that's great. You won the Scudetto last year. But this year, you're going to make us lose top four, and that's not acceptable. Somebody's got to pay for that. And like somebody had mentioned, the guy signed a fucking contract extension. How many players did we give contract extensions in the middle of the season? And Pioli got one, I think, earlier in the season. It's like, listen, if you didn't do it in the summer, why are you doing it in the middle of the season? I'm sorry. Like, Leao, yeah, we'll push for it because, come on, we don't want to lose our best player. But everybody else, Bennacer and Tonali, oh, we have to give them like a raise and this and that. And then Pioli, too, got one. I mean, come on, man. What the hell? One good year, and you're just like, yeah, 3-4 more years, sure. We'll give you. No. Like, I'm sorry. He's not a prolific coach. He's not. It's the first time he won anything. So it could have been the rest of the league just wasn't up to snuff, and we had enough to get over the crow. Like, if it wasn't for the goalkeeper mistake by Inter's goalkeeper that cost him the 3 points, it's possible we don't win the championship just because of that. So we just made it by, and we should be – it's just crazy, bro. I don't want to get into it more because I want to keep talking about it a little later in the show, right? We have one question that we put out there. Let me get this, G. You want to say anything else about Pioli before we move on?
Animal Maniac, we already resigned Bennacer. We already resigned him. We good.
Yeah. All right, let me ask this question, right? Anthony put this out earlier. With 4-2-3-1 clearly not working anymore and getting found out these past weeks, what formation do you guys think Pioli should switch to in order to turn our bad form of games around? So, G, what do you think?
We should have went with the same formation that Lazio did, Fabio, 4-3-3.
Yeah.
To come back, because now you see, SMS, he's a monster, so he could take out Tonali or Bennacer on his own. So, and then, but you had Cataldi just playing out of this world, like, you know, he was doing Zoolander stuff. So, like, you know, he was just beating on them, like they were like wounded animals and stuff like that. But to me, like, Fabio, it's time to go 4-3-3. Let's pack the midfield. I mean, they're saying that we miss Kessie and all that. That's fun. Okay, like, let's pack the midfield now. It's time for us to grow. Like, what are we doing? It's going to be Tonali, Bennacer, and CDK in the midfield. And then it's going to be Leao, Rebic or Rigi, whatever, and whatever the bums that we have at right wing.
I don't want Rebic. Let's give Origi a chance. I mean, we've seen what Rebic can do. He can come on after if we need a substitution if Giroud's not playing, you know. But here's a question from Jamie. I think Napoli have won it. Do we agree? Do you think Napoli are ready with the point difference that they have?
I mean, if they don't win it, man, they're going to be the embarrassing club of the year. Because look at us. Like, Inter and Milan, we're just sputtering. Inter lose, we lose. Inter ties, we tie. Like you feel me? So, I mean, to me, is for them to lose, you know, because what we would have to do is, like, win every game versus top low-level opponents. And, you know, we haven't even done that even when we're on top of the world, to be honest with you. Exactly. So, I don't even think we're going to do that right now. Would be crazy, man.
Yeah, play 4-4-3. Yeah, our goalkeeper is basically like he's playing as their 12th man anyway. But yeah, I like what Dan is putting. I like playing CDK, Leao, and Giroud. But Giroud looks
do like Christmas shit. Tree? Christmas is that, yeah. that? I think that's Christmas tree.
Yeah, it is.
Like Carlo.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that sounds good to me.
But let's see if this guy plays the same shit. Well, you know, what positions. What formations are we going to use? Because we got the rumor mill coming. And let's talk about what we got going on here. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Where is it? All right. The rumor mill. We got a rumor mill. What do you think the most popular rumor going around right now? What do you think, G?
I mean, we linked to an Italian Stallion and we linked to St. Maximin.
Yeah, St. Maximin. I don't know much of this guy. He looks pretty jacked, though. I would probably prefer to go with him because Zaniolo is always hurt, and I don't think he's that great of a talent. People seem to give him more praise just because he's Italian, not really because he's that great. He's done shit this year. As the people say, he's done fuck all, you know. So what do we think? Are we getting either one? What's the rumor mill churning in California?
Well, Fabio, they saying that St. Maxim, they saying that for St. Maximin, the loan would be low, but the obligation would be high. So I don't think Maldini wants to like already like put in the books that we have 40 million. That say like St. Maximin comes in, he balls out, he get 10 goals, 10 assists. You know, he help us secure second spot unless Napoli collapses, right? Or he helps us like get into like the last eight of the Champions League. He kills Tottenham. You feel me? It's like damn 40 mil, but and then now we need another quality midfielder and we need a center back. Like with $10 million, $5 million each, you can't get those five people.
We'll have to increase our fucking spending, man. This is ridiculous. We're gonna get rid of a couple of guys. Maybe we sell a player too. Maybe we sell somebody so we can buy other people, you know? Listen, I'm all for if we sell and replace, okay? If we're not going to replace with anything of value, and that's our major issue, we let Kessié go without buying his replacement. If we would have known Kessié wasn't going to stay, we could have got rid of him like a year or two early, at least got some money and been able to replace him with quality talent. We replaced him with Vortex, who can't even he had like what, like 20 good minutes one time, and then he's been terrible ever since. Some of that's on Pioli, because come on, you got to get these guys in the lineup. You got to get them playing. It's ridiculous that, you know, that we have so many people. Yeah, that's also another point I want to make. Has Pioli done anything with the guys that we actually brought in? Because every guy we bring in, we look like shit right now. Every guy from this particular year. Nobody looks good. Adley can't even see the field. CDK hasn't done jack shit. Des looks terrible. I mean,
Fabio, why you have to call out Adley like that? He's not even getting any time. So I don't know why they even
put that. How can you get in trouble if you're not playing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Milan getting no help. You're like, just take him off that. Now you're disrespecting the man. You saw what he said after we got crushed. He said that you know, he's there, he's working, he's not making a fuss. He could be like saying that Sampdoria are in for him, you know, they're doing all this stuff, but he's not saying like, oh, let me go to Sampdoria. No, he wants to be here. Like a player like that, just give him a chance. He had one bad game and you gave him, and you said, nah, get out of here. And then Diaz has 2.5 years of inconsistency, and you'd be like, yeah, buddy Diaz, you're not our player. We don't own you, but here you go. Merry Christmas. You get a car. No. You get a car. You get a start. You get a start. And then, like, CDK has started one game since October, our $35 million man. So why are we trying to develop players for other teams? Like that's what I'm going to understand. Maldini should be like, you know what, Pioli? I'm going to let you do what you do.
We but need to sign an exorcist. That's what we need to do. We're being possessed right now by people who don't know how to play, man. We look terrible.
You know what? That's the thing. Like, Maldini has to go down to Pioli and be like, all right, and now it's time for you to give a chance to CDK from the beginning. If he doesn't play, then Adley. And then the third game, if Adley not playing good, the second game, then the third game. Just keep rotating the wheel until something sticks. Because something's going to have to stick now. And then I think that Adley and CDK has talent. You know, Diaz, we already seen that he ain't got talent. He got talent, but it comes in spurts. It was like that run that he
made. Small spurts.
Remember that run that he made yesterday?
12 weeks.
Remember the run that he made yesterday? That's how his form is. He has one good run like that, and everybody goes crazy, and then he goes back to reality the next point of play.
He does it against Bonucci. He makes Bonucci look stupid, and everybody's going, oh, look, see, Diaz, he had a good game. Yeah, all right. Well, he played Bonucci that one time and was able to make him look stupid, and Milan was in form then. They're not in form now.
Now we look like garbage. We can't do anything. Diaz cannot make a pass. Why he's playing is just crazy. It's just says Bioli, I don't care. Bioli thinks that this guy is the best option for him to win the game. And that tells you, why did we spend $35 million on CDK? If Bioli's picking Charles, picking Diaz over Charles, we need to know why. Why? Because we paid for CDK. We're returning Diaz next year. This is fucking ridiculous. Sorry for my language, but it just doesn't make sense. Diaz, we don't own. Why is he getting 60 minutes? He's not that much better than CDK. Let CDK play. Let him struggle. Let's see 70 minutes of CDK so he's like, at the end. That's when I want to see him coming out. That kid should be running around like a chicken without a head until he finally gets that goal. So I think that's the exorcist we need. We need to exorcise that demon off of CDK's back, score the goal so we can all move on, bro. And hopefully it's the team to turn some form before we get shellacked on Sunday, making me wake up at 6:30. Gio's waking up at 3:30 in the fucking morning. You know you're going to be
2:30. Get some coffee rolling, brushing the teeth, take a shower. I'll be ready there, Fabio. I'll be there at 3:30 in the morning, seeing what's going on, man.
Damn, man. You can stay up the whole day after that?
Nah, I'll go to sleep and then probably watch the, the playoff games, man. I can't sleep. What's the first time?
That's true. Like 3 yeah, o'clock my time, so 12. Yeah. All right, so let's get into it, right? Sunday morning for me. Early Sunday morning for Gio, midday for the Italians. Milan Sassuolo, let's talk about it, G. What's your thoughts about going into this game?
Oh, man, my thoughts into this game, Fabio, is this is the worst Sassuolo since they came up from relegation. So if we can't beat this team to turn our season around and build some cushion, I think Lazio, both Roman clubs, they have tough opponents, you know, that could take points off them and stuff like that. So I need to start building up that cushion again. You know, I think PEDs, you know, they got a tough opponent too, or maybe not. But it is what it is. I mean, we just need to start building on that league because I think by the time that we play, if I'm not mistaken, I think the both Roman clubs play before us. So we might be in sixth place by the time that game takes place and stuff like that. So we need a win. That's all I'm going to say. Like, to me, this Sassuolo game is going to be if we man up, we pull our pants up, we pull our shin guards up, and we go in, we win the 50-50 balls, we play with some cojones, you know, Pioli starts sitting guys out that look dead, like Giroud, he's the mummy, you know, the mummy, he's like pretending, he's like in the Thriller video, you know, you know, that's Giroud right now. So, because, you know, not fall to him, he's older, he's played through the World Cup final, so that's Pioli doing crazy stuff. But to me, Fabio, like the whole team, I'm tired of the talking. This is where you earn the fans' respect now, and you get the 3 points early morning game for everybody across the world. And HC Sergio, I hope you're doing like reverse psychology on that thing, because if not, I don't know. They gonna ruin my whole Sunday. And us being in sixth place, I'm gonna tell you right now, we get in sixth place this week, I don't think we make it top four. I don't think this team is ready for that dog fight.
They ain't got that dog in them, man. Are we calling for Lazetic right now? Are we falling that far? Have we? Oh my God. I mean, let's see. Hopefully Pioli shocks us, does something different. Please, Padre Pioli, please. We need a victory, man. We cannot come out looking the way we did last week. Let's get into our brioskis and indigestion, baby. What do you got for your brioski? Did anything make you feel good this week?
You know what, Fabio? A lot, like one thing made me feel good, okay? You know what? You know, we've been down in the dumps for the last, since the friendlies. I think last 10 games, we've only won one game, which is a disaster. But look, check this out. To me, my brioski of the weekend, of the week is Inter. They cupping, please, like Gunna snitching on Young Thug. Now they say, no, Skriniar, it's good that you can go, no. We need all that chess. When you was talking caca about us with Gijo and Kessie did some snake shit. Gijo, he was waiting for us to make Champions League so he could get a $10 million salary. And what happened? When he went to PSG, the first 2 years, he was going to make lower than he is at Milan. You know? That's what he's going to do. He's going to make, and now, like starting this year and the year after that, now he's going to make the big bucks. He just went for the commission. He lied to us and stuff like that. So that's different. And then Kessie said, I want $5 million. Then he goes six. Then he goes seven. Then he go eight. Then he go nine. Then he go 10. And then he could set it for $6 million. So our players, yeah, you could laugh at us that we're losing them for free and stuff. But that's because they're doing snake shit, okay? Skriniar got turned by the money. And that's y'all fault and everything. I don't want to hear no Inter make it. Y'all copping, please. Sivace, Siva, like the guy that he's a good Interista. He's okay. One of them good Interista. He says it how it is. I like him, but you copping, please, today. Nima, copping, please. Nima, copping. Mo Ali, copping, please. All y'all copping, please. Have that same chest that the money turned him. He didn't say, I wanted this. Once PSG give you the money and you say all this, then it turned. Okay, now you say, oh, Inter try to get. No. It's the league that the Serie A is in. Anybody could get bought. That's a top talent could get bought by these other leagues. PSG, they make less than us in revenue and TV, but they don't care because they have a whole country behind them. They have a whole Qatar. So to me, my Brioski is all the Interistas copying, please, saying all that, snitching and doing all that. Oh, they wanted to sell Inter. They wanted to sell Skriniar for the last 5 years. No. Have that same chest that you did when you was making fun of us for Gijo and Kessie and all these other guys that we left. So y'all copping, please, and y'all not known as Inter no more. Y'all known as Gunna, the rat.
Oh man, listen. All right, so my Brioski of the week. Listen, and like we laughed too early at pretty much everybody. One of the people earlier in the week, which is why on Monday they had a Juventino on. Was Juve losing 15 points? I'm going to bring up my uncle, Vincenzo Messina, my uncle. Appreciate him always watching and showing love. He says, is Napoli so strong that the whole city is garbage? P.S. Soon, Juventus starting to win. As soon as they started to win, they pushed them back. They punished Juventus. And by doing that, they fucked up the whole league. Do you think that's true? My uncle, of course, sees it through a Juventino eye. But he's always fed up with Italy and the way they do things. Is this really good? Because for me, when I look at it, yeah, you want to laugh at it, but what does it really say about the league overall? It just makes us look like clown shoes when the richest, most historical club in the country ends up getting a penalty like this. And this is the second time in what, like 17 years that they've been punished like this again?
Fabio, but the thing is, how can it make the league bad? It makes the league bad to know how much power Agnelli family has in Italy because they buy FGICs. And what they did, look at the records. What they did is basically fraud, Ponzi schemes, all that stuff. Like, let's be honest with you, Fabio. Like, Juve shouldn't exist. Like, Compadre Franco said it. They shouldn't exist. You did all this corruption 2006, right? Okay, you want to say that everybody did it. That's fine. Okay. But you did this, and then what smart person said, okay, I'm a Juventino, let's go public. Did you see what happened to Martha Stewart? Somebody that got millions, she went to jail. She did Fed time because she messed with the stock market. You feel me? She got insider trading. So you think that you're going to be safe for that? Come on now. This is just plus Valencia. But now you over here, FIFA coming after you. The FBI, Interpol, whatever you want to say, is coming after y'all. And y'all better be ready. Y'all better be lucky to still have a club after this, you know?
We'll see. We'll see what actually happens to them. Bro, the rich people don't get punished anywhere in the world, man. It's no different.
Martha Stewart did 6 times federal.
Yeah, Martha Stewart's one person, bro. She ain't an Agnelli or super. She's just a television personality. Every once in a while, everybody's got to get the old – All right. So let's move on to our indigestion of the week, G. What's your indigestion of the week? I mean, I'm sure it's the way they've been playing, right?
It's the way that they be playing, but like, come on, Lacho. We already know you're a racist club. Like, come on, y'all really still gotta do Hitler salutes.
You're still really gotta you son of a bitch.
You know, like, what else y'all want, man? Like, come on, man. That's what makes the league.
That is the comment of the night, bro. Piedmont Calcio will replace Juventus next year, just like they did in FIFA. That is hilarious, bro. That's great. But go ahead. What's your indigestion?
No, that's what makes the league more embarrassing. Like y'all want to tackle piracy. Y'all want to tackle this financial stuff. But where is Utah tackling racism? Like, come on now, man. Come on, get it together. Like, you know, like, this is how you should get it together. The best player in the league is black. Even though he's Portuguese, he's black Portuguesean, okay? So I don't even know if I said that right, but he's black, so y'all need to start getting up because, you know, a lot of black athletes in the state, y'all are like the main top dogs. You feel me? They yeah, good. Absolutely. So, like, y'all want to tackle all this other stuff except for racism. And then y'all want to call, please. Y'all acting like Gunner now on the stand. Yes, officer, that was him.
Yo, you don't stitch, bro. You don't snitch. Otherwise, you get the stitch. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, my indigestion is the same thing. How do we lose to the Nazi fans of Lazio, watching them doing the salute in the stands? I mean, just embarrassing. The way we've been playing, 3-0 to Inter in a cup, 4-0 to Lazio at their house. I mean, we didn't even show up. What has happened to this team? That's my fucking indigestion. It's my indigestion tonight, tomorrow, until Sunday morning, until maybe they rectify the fucking situation. All right, G. We're almost there, bro. We almost there, but
Fabio, look at this.
What's that?
Oh, he's Angolan. Angolan Portuguese, then.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. But anyway.
And Mo out here snitching. He's snitching on Chelsea for $1 million.
All right. So here's our parting shots, guys. Our last couple of things. Gio, what's your parting shot?
My parting shot right now, like, you know what? I just want to say, like, big up to my brother, Mark Strupa. Shout out to him. Shout out to Milan Club Boston. They doing it big out there. Paramount Plus showing the legwork that he's putting out there in the community in Boston. And I'm glad they're getting the recognition that they are. And you know what? Like, I've seen a lot of hate from a lot of other clubs, you know, fan bases and stuff like that. Like, where are you guys? Like, Mark is doing the legwork. He's going mid-games. He's going Saturdays. He's doing stuff in the community. So that club deserves everything. I know there's more than Mark in that club, but, like, I'm sorry, but, like, I know that Mark is more than Mark, but, like, you know, that's well-deserved. That's not just because I'm a member of Milan Club Boston, you know, and not because of that, but he's out there. He's in the community. He's doing toy drives. He's doing a lot of stuff. So, you know what? A parting shot for him getting the recognition and all you other fan bases, Napoli, Inter, Juventino. Hey, it's in the paperwork, like Gunner said. You know what? It says it. Milan are the best club outside of Italy. They're the most recognized and they have the most fan base. So suck it.
All right. So my parting shot tonight is going to be, of course, I'm just showing love to everybody who's been there with us all night. So, of course, special shout out to Jonathan, Fujis and Funyuns, Liban Youssef, Sergio, of course, Timmy, Mo, Terry, all the best. Also, Jamie out there, Haitian Montana. I mean, you guys are the best. If I missed anybody else, I'm sorry. But we appreciate you being Kimmy, with us all night.
Kimmy saying that Sergi was the best talented Italian to twerk
Lab
from
Gorilla, of course. You know. What'd he say? I'm sorry.
He said no, because I asked in the chat, like, okay, has an Italian that has talent, has an Italian in the last 10 to 15 years twerk? Like for us, like Zaniolo is telling Mourinho, let me go to Milan. He says Sergi was the last one. And then he said, No, Lord Barini.
Oh, man. All right. But yeah, thank you to everybody who's there with us watching the whole time. We appreciate you. Kim, of course, we don't forget you either, brother. Everybody who's there with the chat, everybody who leaves a comment, we appreciate you. Please like our video. And if you haven't already and you stuck through the whole thing, please subscribe to our channel. We are now on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, anything you listen to podcasts. We're probably there under the Milan Weekly Podcast now. You got coast to coast audio for your ass if you want it. If you're not subscribed to the Patreon, definitely check the description. Join the family. We got more stuff always going in that group chat. It's always good vibes, everybody. But and Anthony, too. I just saw Anthony. I haven't seen him mentioned all day. But, gee, anything else before we sign off?
Nah, man. I'm just grateful that the people are listening to us, that we're giving some sort of release after, you know, the things that have been going with the club. Like I said in the beginning, this badge, it means a lot to me, man. The badge of what the club stands for. And this is not given, you know, it's earned. And, you know, we earn it as fans because we pay the price. We watching it on the streaming. We waking up at crazy hours. Like my Australian Milanistas, like they going crazy. They watching every game at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., every game. I don't even think they get like a 6 o'clock game. You feel me? And then we got my brother Vince Mancini out there. He watching it in the snow. Like, you know, he out there snowboarding, watching the game. You feel me? And, you know, just to the like, just I'm just appreciative of everybody following us. And, you know, I had to get a lot off my chest. And I won't feel this disgusted until, like, this feeling that I got to discuss with the team until, you know, we play again. And watch out. You know what? Watch out for a Milan Weekly Podcast Twitter. If you need to take off some steam, if we lose on Sunday, we will be live on there, you know, yes, to get that chest off.
Guys, we most likely will be live on Spaces to try to grab some people. So if you don't follow us on Twitter, it's the Milan Weekly Podcast on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. Please like everything we got out there. We appreciate you. Don't get it twisted, people. We ain't here for second place. All right. Until the fat lady sings, our team should be aiming for all points, maximum effort. Right now, we got maximum fucking garbage. All right. For Fabio and Gio and the Milan Weekly Podcast, it's Milan Coast to Coast, baby. We'll see you guys. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan. Let's go. Let's get these 3 points.
Let's go. Italia.